I want my vote back. Tell Obama, I want my vote back. I vote for peace. I want my vote back.
Eddie Stairway is Syrian. He's lived in the U.S. for 30 years. He voted for President Obama, but now he shouts in the streets that he wants his vote back. He's one of many at the demo who points to the contradiction of Obama as the Nobel Peace Prize winner and Obama as the war president.
That's what peace he believe in. He want to attack. He want to save Syria by killing more Syrian.
Ravi Ragbur is an organizer with the New Sanctuary Movement, which advocates for the rights of immigrants. He says religious leaders have all spoken out against the war.
We work with denominations like the Unitarian Universalist that speaks about peace for everyone, and the Quakers that always talks about non-intervention, non-confrontation. And they all say that this should be an unjust war, and this will be a wrong one, just bodies will be piled up. And how can we justify killing people to save people? There's no moral, there's not no principle and basis on any of our books that can justify this action.
President Obama is a tool of the ruling class of this country, according to longtime activist Kwame Sambuka.
He's the most lying criminal hypocrite in world history.
He was the hope for America. He was the hope, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, it was the hope for people who didn't know any better. Because one person can't do it. He was the sucker trap. That's what he was. He's supported by the establishment. He has people from Bush's campaign. He brought a cabinet into his cabinet. And then look, he had a good relationship with John McCain recently in a conversation. There's pictures of him walking with Bush and smiling. He's part of the system. He's like a pacifier that people want, that parents will want their children to take, to pacify him. So that's what he was. It was a big sucker trap.
Joy Shiviak agrees that Obama is not working in the interests of the people of the U.S.
Unfortunately, I think that the Obama administration right now is fronting for Wall Street and the militarists, and is looking for a cover to go into Syria to start another war for empire.
And that's just what Milos Rajkovic thinks.
I'm from Serbia, and my country, Yugoslavia, rather, was bombed, you know, and they were looking for pretext, and they found a pretext. They actually staged a massacre, a Račak massacre, which was later proved to be a staged thing, you know. And sure enough, there was a U.S. person there attesting that it was a legitimate. Later on, UN proved that it wasn't. It was all staged. And now they're trying to blame Syria and find a pretext for war, you know. And it's really disgusting. And I'm here to support Syrian people and their right to exist without interference from outside.
If our leadership were really concerned with humanitarian issues, they'd be taking up the problems that are going on in Queens, in Brooklyn, in the Bronx, where young people are getting harassed in the streets by police because of the color of their skin.
Joy Shiviak says a war in the Middle East is not what the U.S. should focus on.
I'm a retired school nurse. I just retired. I don't believe any of this about chemical weapons because I remember the weapons of mass destruction. And in the time that the U.S. has been waging war since the 90s in the Middle East, what's happened here? Cutbacks, layoffs. I go along with Martin Luther King, who said every bomb dropped on Vietnam is a bomb dropped on Harlem. I have no quarrel with the Syrian government. I think our war is here at home. It's a war for jobs. It's a war for social services. You want to save the children? A quarter of the children of this city are food insecure. What about their national security? A quarter of the people in the children in Central Harlem have asthma, and a lot of them are homeless. I know what it's like to try to treat children in the school who are homeless and try to control their asthma. That's the war we need to fight. Let's not be fooled by this new attack or call for an attack on Syria. Let's talk about our priorities.
Your war against Syria is about oil. It's about domination.
Joe Lombardo is the national co-coordinator of UNAC, United National Anti-War Coalition.
I think they might bomb, and they say they're going to do it for 60 to 90 days, and I think that there's going to be a tremendous reaction from around the world and in the United States, and hopefully that will stay their hand and get them out of there quickly and leave the affairs of Syria to the Syrian people.
Lombardo says people are going to see a lot of propaganda this week as the Obama administration tries to win over Congress. Indeed, the president has arranged quite a public relations blitz. He scheduled 5 network interviews Monday and then a speech to the nation from the White House Tuesday evening, the eve of the first votes in Congress to authorize military strikes on Syria. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.
The United States loves talking about regime change in Syria, regime change in Libya, regime change in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. When are we going to start talking about regime change in the United States of America?